This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The United States has now joined dozens of other countries in grounding Boeing's new 737 MAX jet after new satellite tracking suggested a similarity in two recent deadly crashes involving those jets. We get more from AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
The president announced
all of those planes are grounded, effective immediately.
And then the FAA's acting chief explained enhanced satellite imagery and new evidence gathered at the Ethiopian crash site provided data.
The track of the Ethiopian Airlines flight was very close and behaved very similarly to the Lion Air flight.
Canada's transport minister explains they now know the Ethiopian jet's automatic system kicked in to force the nose of the aircraft downward. And in the case of the Lion Air crash in October, those pilots unsuccessfully fought against that software. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
President Trump is warning GOP senators before a key vote Thursday on a resolution opposing his declaration of a national emergency at the southern border. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports from the White House.
The president declared the emergency to bypass Congress and steer billions of dollars toward building his border wall. The Democratic-led House passed a resolution blocking his move, and the GOP-controlled Senate will vote.
I told Republican senators, vote any way you want. Vote how you feel good.
But the president also says voting yes equals voting against border security, plus drug and human trafficking.
That's a bad vote.
Despite a GOP effort to save him from defeat, it appears the resolution will pass. The president will then issue his first veto. Sagar Magani at the White House.
The U.S. Senate voted to cut off support for the Saudi-led coalition fighting rebels in Yemen. This comes as lawmakers from both major parties expressed disappointment over Mr. Trump's tepid response.